Um dia de sol, eu fui pra trabalhar.
Hello, beautiful people of the world. Welcome to Everyday Erica, where we talk about topics that enter into my brain on a daily basis, from mindful medicine to mamahood and the mystical, from hip-hop to donuts to slow travel and everything in between. I bet there's something in here that will make you go, "That's what I wonder about too." Here we go.
Hello, hello. Welcome back. I'm so happy that you're here. And I'm just gonna dive in because the story is fresh and the lesson is ready. So I was just at Target, a high-end boutique. Not sure if you've heard of it. And I was leaving. I was packing my two lamps and my laundry detergent in my car. And this gentleman came up behind me and said, "Excuse me, ma'am, can I wash your windows? Do you need your windows washed?" And before I even said anything, he just took one look at my face and he's like, "Oh, it's okay. I understand. You're gonna say no." And I let him walk away and I thought, wow, I don't know. I'm very open, I'm very receptive, and before I could even answer, he was already walking away. And I have no idea what he was thinking, I have no idea what he saw in my face, but as he was walking away, I saw a gentleman who works at Target who went up to him and shook his hand, and then he took off. And then I saw him go back to this gentleman. And I was sitting there, I had gone a different way, and I was gonna give him a $20 bill. And I saw the guy from Target put his hand on his shoulder and close his eyes, so I assumed he was praying for him, which I thought was really beautiful. And so as he walked away, I rolled down my window and I said, "Here you go." He goes, "Ma'am, next time, please let me wash your windows. I work for this." And I said, "Okay." And then as I was driving away, he yelled at the guy, hey man, the Lord works in mysterious ways. And he pulls up the $20 bill and shows it to him. And the other guy just laughed and went back inside. And then I pulled up to him again and I said, "Hey, just know that you don't always have to work hard for money, for food, for love, for anything. And that we're actually here to be taken care of. And I'm not going to go on some diatribe about how our natural birthright is abundance, but just know that sometimes if you just trust, you'll be taken care of." And then he said some quote from the Bible, and he's like, "But my dad instilled in me that you have to work hard and it takes time to make money." And I said, "Well, yeah, I mean, I was taught that same thing. I think society is teaching us that every single day. But I know of a different way, and I'm interested in going on a journey that involves less work, more fun, and even more abundance than I can even imagine." And he was just so sweet and so, just so innocent. He was like a little boy, even though he was probably in his 20s or 30s. And it just reminded me that we're just all little kids just running around with these programs that no longer serve us. And I thought about my little girl and how my work and my husband's work is to model the life where you're always taken care of, that the universe truly always has your back. And what you put out into the world doesn't necessarily have to look at as hustle and hard work. It can be as simple as opening your ear to listen to somebody, or extending a hug to someone who hasn't been hugged in a long time, or opening your door to somebody whose car just broke down in your street, or just smiling to a stranger, or saying good morning on the trail, or stopping somebody to tell them they look like a goddess. And that will, you'll be rewarded when you live from your heart and you trust that the universe, your highest self, your soul, God, whatever it is that is source for you, connection for you, is what has your back. And kids are always the greatest examples to me. Kids who are in, like, especially babies and toddlers and kids under 8. That's my jam. That's my population. Those are my people. And they're always taken care of. They never have to wonder. Okay, so there are stories and examples that of something else. I mean, like, that they're wondering where their next meal will come from, or if they're going to have shelter for the night. Yes, those cases exist. But if you look at the Western world especially, we have very blessed lives. We have, Micah never wonders if she's going to be fed, or if her parents are going to be around, or if she's going to get to play, or if she's going to have a bed. And she doesn't even have to ask. All she has to do is trust and live her life, and she is always provided for. And that is how the new paradigm actually works. And that's not just a belief system that I'm shifting into, and it's not just woo-woo. It's actually what we're all stepping into as a collective, because it's quantum physics. It always goes back to the science for me, and quantum physics is the most validated science of all sciences. And the way that this whole thing of what I want, what I desire, what I need is within me and comes to me in an instant is all quantum physics. So it's all in raising our frequency, our vibration, our energy to the level where that exists. It has nothing to do with physical matter. It has everything to do with quantum leaps, essentially. And when you get into the flow, into the state, into the brain state, theta, delta, even alpha at some points, when you're able to get into the parasympathetic nervous system, when you're socially engaged, when you feel safe, then your vibration and frequency rises. You live and you lead through your heart and your intuition, and the things that you desire come into your field. And it works the same for every spiritual being having this human experience. There is nobody who is left out. It is an abundant mindset. It is a win-win. And this is what I am not only trying to do in my life, because I have 4 decades of conditioning another way, but it's also how I hope to model the world for my daughter, who is just essentially a video recorder. She is a walking subconscious, and everything that is in her environment, everything that is said, everything that is done, all actions, all thoughts, all energy, is how she is creating her world. And so if I believe this, then I have to live it in order for her to adopt it as her reality, as her truth, or as for her to continue to to live in this way that she already knows. Like, I've forgotten as an adult that this is actually my birthright. Abundance, joy, fun, peace, love, they're all my birthrights. She knows that and she hasn't forgotten it yet. And my goal as a mother, and Justin's goal as a papa, is to continue to remind her of that and to continue to enforce that and confirm it and validate it and keep it going. So the way that we do that is by modeling it and putting her in situations, settings, and environments that are around people who do and believe the same. So back to working hard and hustling. I wrote about this like 6 years ago, that actually doing less, working less, hustling less is the next wave of how we're living as human beings. The pandemic was a great opportunity for us to pause and take space. And when you take space, you realize how much is available to you and you get to pick and choose. So I am parked now. My best thinking comes when I'm moving. So either am I driving or if I'm walking. And typically it doesn't make for a conducive podcast recording environment, but I'm going with it anyway. So here we go. I think that's about it. I could talk a little bit more. Do I want to? No. So the new paradigm is all about doing less and letting go and breaking down all of these paradigms and constructs and structures that say that in order to get something, we have to give. And yes, this may be true in the paying it forward. Like, that's a super life hack. I 100% invite you to pay it forward at any time and see how much you get back. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful life hack that I love. So giving it to somebody, giving them money, giving them food, giving them a compliment, giving them a hug, sending out good thoughts, and not expecting anything in return. That's paying it forward. And just watch as your life just expands so beautifully. Okay, so hard work does not equal abundance. Sure, I'm sure there's a gazillion examples where it does, but we're moving into a human doing, from a human doing into a human being. And in the being is where everything is always available to you, despite your efforting, despite the actions you take. You can just sit back, relax, and have a guy at Target pray for you, and then all of a sudden you have a $20 bill in your hand. It can be that easy. All right, hope you have a beautiful day or a beautiful night's rest if it's nighttime that you're listening to this. Thank you so much for listening. I love you.
So there you have it. Thank you for being here, and I hope you enjoyed this journey through my head and heart. Until next time, sending you all the love and laughter your soul desires.